There's a new plan in Washington to topple the Affordable Care Act, and that could complicate the life of New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez. The Democrat is currently on trial for corruption, and he may have to choose between voting on the bill or showing up in court. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
Washington, D.C. or Newark, New Jersey? That is the question. If Senate Republicans' latest attempt to replace Obamacare goes up for a vote on a day when witnesses are testifying in his case, Menendez will have to choose where he goes, court or the Capitol. The federal judge in his case already told Menendez that he won't adjourn the trial so the Democrat can travel to D.C. for a Senate vote. Rutgers University political science professor Ross Baker says the political cost to Menendez could be huge if the bill passes, and he was a couple hundred miles away. Menendez is up for re-election next year.
If he's acquitted, he's going to have enough to deal with in his re-election without having to defend his absence from a critical vote on Obamacare.
For the last couple days, Menendez has been tweeting his staunch opposition to the bill. But not appearing in court for your own trial can have consequences too, says Daniel Filler. He's dean of Drexel University's Klein School of Law.
Jurors think that a trial is the most important thing happening in any defendant's life. And a juror's going to wonder why the defendant isn't present.
Filler says it's helpful for defendants to be in court during witness testimony so they can tell their attorney if they hear anything that's incorrect. But the bigger concern, he says, is what's left up to the jury's imagination.
Because jurors will fill in the blank with all kinds of ideas, almost all of which are negative in some way.
Filler says it's unlikely that one day away would tank a defendant's case, but he also cautioned against predicting what's in the minds of those 12 jurors. A spokesman for Menendez says the senator will decide on a case-by-case basis whether to skip court to be in Washington. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.